This is the Friends of History Debating Society with Professor H.J. Machender, International Relations, Six Capitals, Six Points of View, the second year of the war in Europe, the war in the global north, the global war in Ukraine, but NATO now growing in Finland and Sweden, the conflict in East Asia inseparable from the conflict in Europe because of the alliance between Moscow and Beijing. We go to Kiev, however, about these documents. This is the Kiev Independent reporting. Ukrainian military intelligence said that the supposed classified war documents recently leaked online were forged by Russia. Russia or pro-Russian elements are likely behind the leak, according to U.S. officials. In recent decades, the most successful operations of the Russian special services took place in Photoshop. That's a quote from Ukraine's Defense Ministry's main intelligence directorate spokesperson, Andrei Yusov. According to the New York Times, goes the report, classified documents detailing U.S. and NATO plans for supplying aid to arm Ukraine for the upcoming counteroffensive were posted on Twitter and Telegram. The documents do not reveal details of when, how, or where Ukraine intends to launch its counteroffensive, and are reportedly 5 weeks old. According to military analysts with whom the New York Times spoke, the documents were likely modified from the original format, understating the casualties on the Russian side, overstating those on the Ukrainian side. Yusov, the spokesperson with the clever Photoshop line from the Ukraine Defense Ministry, said the Russians may have forged documents to disrupt or slow down Western aid to Ukraine, and that the losses figures on the documents were false from both sides, and some of the information in the documents appeared to originate from open sources. Professor, Kiev is playing the game. Good for them. They deny everything. Forged documents by the Russians. The best that we can say history would make of this at this point is we still don't know the full story of the Zimmerman telegram, and that, for heaven's sakes, is 1917. So it's unlikely we'll ever have a definitive version of these leaks.
And the other thing, we also have to remember that these leaks they're not the key to anything. They don't deliver any information that is as useful as it would be if we simply got if we just started improving our own intel operations. But something like the New York Times, they rely on people sort of bringing in things for them to. They have no idea what these things are about or how to judge them. But we should not take the hook. This is not a major event, this leak, and it's not going to affect the outcome of the war. But it is likely to get us all wrapped around the axle as we try to figure out where they came from.
Well, the Zimmerman telegram didn't determine the fate of the war. It just got Woodrow Wilson all exercised, got Congress to go in one direction, which was to declare war. And after all, what did the Zimmerman telegram say? It said the Germans were going to give Japan, California, and big parts of the Gadsden Purchase in exchange. They were going to give that to Japan in exchange for attacking the Americans so that the Americans wouldn't be able to shift their army from North America to Europe in time for the Germans to overwhelm the French in their spring offensive. None of that happened. None of it. The spring offensive failed. The Japanese never attacked America. And yet, it moved Wilson. So documents don't actually have to have information if the timing is right.
That's very true. Well, the thing that comes to mind, of course, is the Pentagon Papers in 1971 and Daniel Ellsberg and the huge kerfuffle that resulted from that. And what we now know is that they were completely wrong about everything. And all they did was take a lot of bad and faulty American intelligence and by releasing it secretly to the New York Times with all of this sort of skullduggery and so forth, give it a degree of credibility that it didn't earn. And that was in 1971. And in 2012, however many years that is, a very, very important professor, Professor Nguyen at Columbia, published a book called Hanoi's War, which was based on her spending 5 years in the North Vietnamese or in the Vietnamese archives, and imagine that. And her book, Hanoi's War, published in 2012 by the University of North Carolina Press, completely upends everything that we thought that the Pentagon Papers had made unquestionable. So I just think we want to be sure not to let this happen again, and let's do our own thinking. And
Professor, I have to enter in here because I've been mentioning Sherlock Holmes. We have an array of suspects. The FBI is promising that it's investigating, which is at least entertaining. But really,
yes,
we have to say that everybody mentioned in these documents is a suspect. Everybody.
and a lot of people who aren't mentioned.
And also, it is a great pleasure to presume that money changed hands. I enjoy that motive.
Well, it is the way lots of stuff in international relations works, contrary to the theory of realists, the theory of liberals, and all the others who try to explain foreign policy using logic, and they don't understand. But I think that's right. But I just hope that we're not going to get ourselves twisted by this. But I have a feeling that we are.
Because we spy on everybody, that's not news, right? But we're spying on Ukraine. There are already voices raised. No blank check. You've heard those voices. You've heard hesitation about continuing to support Ukraine unless we have a mission statement. What are we there for? What are we going to achieve? There are doubts about Kyiv being acceptable as a negotiating partner because of their maximalist demands. And there are questions about whether Moscow will enter into this conversation if the U.S. is at the table. Vladimir Putin recently has made a speech saying, this war is the United States. They're attacking our civilization. They're trying to destroy Russia. I'm paraphrasing. So we have every reason to believe that at this point, the doubters are going to take hold of these documents and say, why are we supporting a state we don't trust?
Well, I think that's exactly right. And it's becoming now quite well known that if you want to defeat the United States, you're not going to defeat our military forces, but you can defeat our government officials by demoralizing or confusing them, and you can also manipulate public opinion in America, and that can deliver a victory. And that's what, in a way, that's what is going on right now, as we'll see with the with the whole issue of Mr. Macron.
Yes, let's go to Brussels. This is fun. We're in a second year of a war, and things have taken on a decidedly intriguing face. An assassination in Petersburg, documents leaked on Twitter, for heaven's sakes, accusations flying in all directions, preparation for a spring offensive, and at the same time, the president of France, while his country is burning, is toasting champagne with Xi Jinping in Beijing. But when we come back, Finland. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.